Sure, by all means.
We're going to move to Purpose of Society 2. Since man is created with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that an act will yield self-benefit, one has no motivation to make even the slightest motion. And without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we therefore need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself. Since everyone is integrated in everyone else, thus each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others, and this is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. Also, it is important to remain serious during the assembly so as not to lose the intention, as it is for this aim they have gathered, and to walk humbly, which is a great thing. One should be accustomed to appear as though one is not serious, but in truth, a fire burns in their hearts. Yet to small people during the assembly, one should be wary of following words and deeds that do not yield the goal of the gathering, that thus they should achieve adhesion with the Creator. And concerning adhesion, see the essay Matan Torah. But when one is not with one's friends, it is best to show nothing of the intent in one's heart and appear to be like everyone else. This is the meaning of walk humbly with the Lord your God. While there are higher interpretations of that, even the simple explanation is a great thing here. Hence, it is good that there will be equality among the friends who unite, so that one can be annulled before the other. And there should be careful watch in the society disallowing frivolity, because frivolity ruins everything. But as we have said above, this should be an internal manner. But when there is someone who is not from the society, no seriousness should be shown, but to equalize with the person who has it just come in. In other words, avoid speaking of serious matters, but only of things that suit the one who has just entered, who is called an uninvited guest.
Okay, well, here Rabash, in The Purpose of Society 2, poses a few questions. An uninvited guest, that's clear. It's a foreigner who doesn't belong to the ten, or not even to the way, to the path. So, if he comes into the society, we mustn't speak in his presence. But even if we don't talk, even if we don't have a yeshivat chavarim, a gathering of friends, we'll speak of something more general that's suitable for him as well. We mustn't talk about our relationships, about connection, about the desire to achieve love of friends, and from this, love of the Creator, if there are strangers, because it's a grip for the klipot. That's number one. Number two, we have to work among ourselves only when we are only among ourselves, physically or virtually. But when there are no foreign forces among us that can disturb us, interfere with us. We also have to agree that either we work in concealment, and then we don't show each other how much we're all drawn toward love of friends, or we do show each other how concerned we are with love of friends in order to set an example. So there are these societies and those societies, or states in the 10. It depends on a person's development. There are tens that should show love for one another in order to help each other in this way. And there are more advanced societies that help each other by showing conspicuously an apparent disregard for the society, for the connection, for the inclination to connect. Why? By this they want to show others that they are seemingly still lacking progress. So here we have to understand that it's an opportunity for each one to justify the friends, justify the society, understand that this is not so, that the friend is thereby giving me a chance to think of him opposite from what he's showing me. These exercises really promote us, but they are for advanced people who can already understand it. Those are the main things. In this second article, he explains how each of us can influence each other in all kinds of ways. If I think of what is good for the friend in order to promote the friend, to advance him, as we said in the first article, that I have to be concerned with the others all the time. So, just as when I look at a small child, how can I develop him more through various means? Here too, I look at a friend and think how I can help him advance, by what means. And I constantly think of him, not of me. And then either I act out as I pretend to be a good person or a bad person or a friend or that I don't care and I'm indifferent and all kinds of states in order to allow him to react to it correctly, strengthen himself, and that way advance. And that's how we should be all the time toward the friends. Yes, questions?
Moscow. A few questions, Rav, about this article. The first question, what does it mean to see the merits of the friend and not their faults? What merits do I need to discern in a friend, and what faults should I not discern relative to what is this said? We don't hear you, Ron.
I have to look at the friend and try to kind of scan him. What do I see? Because the fact that he's in front of me give me an indication, an impression of the situation I am in. So it's good for me to see the friends, and as a result, or from this, understand where I stand, because he who faults, faults in his own defect. There are no friends here. There is a projection of my internal situation. So everything I see, still vegetative, animate people, everything I see in front of me are really me in a negative. And this is what I see. So I am split into billions of people, animals, plants, and minerals. And it's all in front of me. To the extent that I can bring this reality closer into me, and it's only by, instead of relating to myself, I will stop relating to myself egoistically, and then I will be able to feel what is outside of me as my own, and that way this picture will move more and more into me. It'll turn out that I will be as a person who contains all of reality. Outside of me, there is the corporeal reality, still vegetative, animate, and people. But when I begin to adopt this reality and accept it within me, it becomes a spirit, my own spiritual internal reality. And that way, I advance toward a new perception of reality. Next, please.
Canada.
No, Denis had a few more questions.
In truth, Rav, it's not so clear from what you answered. And I'll give you an example. For example, in our 10, there's a friend who has problems. Let's say he has a problem with consumption of alcohol. From time to time, he disappears for a while from R10. Now, am I supposed to see that fault in me? Meaning, I'm not relating to him with enough love, and that's why he's disappearing? Or externally, we have to also try and see that there's a really lack there and work with him somehow.
I can't say how to deal with excessive consumption of alcohol in society. I hear it from several societies, not only from Russia. I don't know what to do. A person who suddenly falls out of a 10 because he has these periods where he drinks too much, and then he comes back. What can we do? We should just try to give him, to allow him to recover and re-enter the society on condition that while he is with us, he tries to conduct himself correctly and properly until hopefully the reforming light takes care of him and really reforms him. I see no way to influence him otherwise, to pressure him, to give him all kinds of conditions. We should try, but on condition. We should accept him, but on condition that if he falls into this excessive drinking, he doesn't interfere with us in the group. So instead of 10, we'll have 10, or instead of 10, we'll have 9 or 8 people. But those other one or two who are in their weakness right now, in this bad habit, they fall out of the group, and the group simply thinks about them as about sick people. Yes, next.
About the frivolity, another question. This concept, what is it? And how can you know when, for example, I fall to frivolity relative to the 10? Or in general, maybe the whole 10 can fall to frivolity. Or is it impossible?
Frivolity means anything that detaches me from the reason for life, the purpose of life, the process of life. Every time I'm not looking at myself and all of reality through these spectacles, through this perception, this is called frivolity. It is written, women are frivolous. What does it mean that they are frivolous? A woman, it's not a woman, it's the will to receive. If a person is inside the will to receive and thinks about everything that happens to him inside the will to receive, this is called frivolity, that he's frivolous, that he thinks either according to what his ego, that he thinks according to what his ego dictates. That's frivolity. Conversely, one who thinks about the purpose of creation, the essence of creation, his relation to creation, this is called thinking not with frivolity, but with seriousness. Yes, next.
If there are no other questions, then Canada, please.
Можно? Рав, вы описали два типа отношений в десятке между товарищами. Как бы одно, когда мы показываем любовь и хорошее отношение между нами, и второе, когда можем.
You described two different things. One, where we demonstrate love between each other, and the second. When we awaken serious matters. These two forms of work, are they defined individually, or does it need to be a decision of the ten that they're operating this way or another?
So far, we've been talking about a person's relation to himself and to the ten, and not that we decide in the ten how we all relate. We didn't talk about this. This will come later. It's another question. Now we're talking about the individual, how to determine the correct relation to yourself, to the society, and to the world. Next.
We can't hear you, Kiev. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. We have such a question. If it's easy for me to hug friends and to demonstrate love, does it mean that I'm a low soul?
You're not a low soul. It's not about a light or heavy soul or a high or a low soul. It's about how much you've gone through so far so as to come to a state that now it's easy for you or still too heavy on you. So people who are in heaviness, when they overcome, they have a greater ability to overcome and also more attainments. But it's not quite so. I don't think you need to calculate, make all kinds of calculations here. First of all, it doesn't matter. Whatever soul I have, I have. There's nothing you can do here. It's like being born with certain qualities. You have to live with them. You can improve them to an extent, but you are who you are. It's not going to change. Your basic qualities won't change ever and should not. We acquire the whole world kli, the kli of Adam HaRishon. So then, I don't care who I am in my individual point. It's not important to me. If I acquire the entire kli, then we all achieve one pattern, one mold, and no one is more or less. So these questions are not serious. We can't compare ourselves to others from what part of Adam HaRishon I am, from what part you are or he is. There's no... You can't compare it, and in general, it's needless. There's no need for it because we all get to the same kli. Next.
So we need to nevertheless express love towards the friends and not play with disregard or disparagement.
I didn't understand.
How is it more correct to behave in the group? Should we demonstrate love or disregard?
Only with love. What disregard do you want to... Can you work with? You have disregard all the time, contempt all the time. You have to work against the contempt and the disregard. When you shift to love, out of love you'll be acting out disregard or contempt. That's the opposite method. But for now you have to engage only in love of friends, in connection. Of course, it's very easy for you to show and display disregard for others, but it will not be because of work, it'll be because of your ego.
No.
Yes? Go on. Next.
Shaulai? Rav, if you could be more precise of what Rabash meant when he said about an uninvited guest. For example,
someone comes to the group. He doesn't belong to the group. And that person is with you. It could be during the Yeshivat Chavarim, the Assembly of Friends, during the lesson. It doesn't matter when. So you have to be careful not to talk about your internal relationships. Let's say when you're with your family at home and a guest comes in front of the guest, you're not going to talk about things that have to do with internal matters of the family. It's not, you will naturally not want to show a stranger what you have inside your family. It's the same here. If you're concerned with your internal intimate relationships, which pertain to the connection of the hearts, you don't want to show it to others. And others could even be a different 10, another 10. Yes?
Ashkelon? What is this? Is the divinity that needs to dwell amongst us?
It's the sensation of the Creator, who we feel as a force of intellect and feeling that is among us and fills the relationships between us and gives us a feeling. The feeling of the true reality, which before that was concealed.
Good morning. My question is about what you spoke about the uninvited guests in times of our Zoom meetings. It turns out that the Zoom at 11 or at 5 are at the time of work. People are at work or on the ways. Sometimes they're traveling on the bus, in all kinds of such situations. The question is it recommended to talk in the 10 as if you're only with them, or in humility and humbleness?
What's recommended is to hear what the host is reading, and in this way go through the meeting.
Latin America.
Next.
Latino America. Thank you, Rav. We have two additional questions. The first question, we all have been through all kinds of obstacles and problems. How should I make the request, and how do I get help from the Creator?
How should I pass on the request and how to get help from the Creator?
How do I ask and how do I receive help from the Creator?
Picture the Creator as the closest power. It is very close to me. It understands me and feels me. It is ready and willing to help me in everything. It accepts my questions, and the answers that it gives me are also like that. And in this way, you feel him. So he will not be a foreign God to you. You want to feel him, that he is already filling you and does everything for you, that he is in you and determines everything, and he only asks that you will begin to feel how you want to discover him, that he is filling you. We basically finished today's lesson. So write us about what you want, about tomorrow's lesson, if you want. We will still be here in the same place. Let's hope that we improve our communication. And all the best to all of you. We'll see you. Don't forget what we learned. Try to keep it during the day and in the Zoom meetings during the day. We're very happy to receive from you all kinds of forms of communication and connection. So we'll be together despite the distances, with the hope of connecting into one heart, in our hearts. All the best to you, and bye.
And we're going to move to the next part of the lesson, but we'll sing a song first.
אם קמת לשאול מה טעם בחיים, את האמת למצוא, איך אנחנו כחולמים, והלב שלך נמצא לקצה, רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה, רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה, סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך, נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך, זהו מוות, תגלה עד כמה היא יפה, להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך, נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך, נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך, זהו מוות, תגלה עד כמה היא יפה, להשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך. אם העולם שלך נמצא בשקיעה, ברוח על פניך מלטפת מגיעה, אבל הראש שלך בעולם אחר, רוצה יותר גבוה, רוצה להתחבר, רוצה יותר גבוה, רוצה להתחבר, סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך, נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך, זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה, תשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך, נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך, נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה להשיג אותה בך היא מחכה רק בשבילך עולה 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 נשמה שלך נוגע בנשמה שלך זה ולמד ותגלה עד כמה יפה תשיג אותה בחיים לחכה בשבילך